Gavin, expressions of interest being sought for this new third tier in the League of Ireland. What's your initial thoughts about the whole concept?
Yeah, I think it's a positive step. I've always been an advocate of the lack of a pyramid system in Ireland, is sort of holding us back, holding players back, and it's probably the step from amateur football to professional football is quite big. So winning and close that gap and bridge that gap and getting good players playing at their levels, you know, is a good thing. Like, I would like to actually take it further, and I think they will. And they bring in all levels of football. There's a constant pyramid and a constant relegation promotion to every level of football in Ireland, which would be great.
Yeah. Now, the idea is to have two divisions of 10 teams, and it'll be split sort of north-south. So one would imagine it's probably a sort of a Dublin-Galway line. So at least from a Donegal perspective, if there's teams in it, it would cut down a little bit on the travel.
It will. Obviously, logistics are probably going to be the biggest bone of contention with for clubs and teams and costs and stuff like that. But at the same time, if you want to compete as players on a pitch, if you want to do well in clubs that are progressive, you know, you should be striving to play big games every week and big clubs, and I think it'd be a good thing. Obviously, again, the cost and stuff like that is going to have a huge implication to teams. But at the same time, this season already ourselves, we've been in Waterford, we've been in Monaghan, we've been in Enniskillen, we've been in Tipperary, and now we're in Clare next month. So that's probably your whole season travelling for that National League, to be honest. So and that way it's probably not a while that different.
Yeah. And the cost is a big factor, because away trips, I mean, you could be out 500, you could be out 1,000, 1,500, and I take it that'll be a determining factor for quite a few clubs who are maybe outside of Dublin.
It will be. Look, and they're saying they're splitting it into regional things. I would like, again, go a step further and split then into four regions of a league below it. You know, so the top teams in Donegal and Ulster would be back at that level of football, you know, the top four or five in Anishinaabe and top four or five in Donegal are at the next step down. You know, so that again would help with the pyramid as well. But look, they're talking about 10 teams, so that's 9 away games. Obviously, if you get 3 of them probably in the Ulster region, you're only looking at 5-6 trips on Saturday. So look, it is a big thing, but at the same time, you know, I think it's a worthwhile exercise for players and clubs if they're interested, you know.
So from the Cockhill perspective, is it going to be something that's discussed in the weeks ahead?
Yeah, it is. It is something that's been discussed over the last year and a half anyway, 2 years. In fairness to Cockhill, they're a progressive club off the pitch. On the pitch, where we feel at the minute, we'd be ready for it. In 12 months' time, when they're thinking of starting, maybe a different story. But at the minute, you know, player-wise and squad-wise, we will be happily going to it. In terms of the club, there will be discussions, and I know they've had discussions. They're fairly progressive, as I say. Look, facility-wise, they've great facilities. They've got money now awarded to build dressing rooms at the main pitch. They've land acquired to build a full-size Astro, and hopefully that'll be completed in the next 18 to 24 months. So look, it's facility wise we're probably have as much as any team in the League of Ireland, to be honest. So that side of it, yes, it's the club already. Obviously then the costs and the cost implication of actually playing in the league has to be, you know, between the FAI and the clubs that are going on there, that has to be discussed at length, I think.
Yeah, but as things stand, we can take it to Cockhill are certainly interested. We expect an application formally?
I would expect so. That's not my decision. Now, look, I'll be asked my opinion from the committee and the club, but my opinion will be to go for it. I think from the club's perspective, I think they are progressive. I think they're ambitious. I think the success we've had over the last 10 years has shown that. So I would believe that there will be an application from the club.
And Donegal has proven in the past, you know, why not a couple of teams from the county, and the fact that we've lost the intermediate football at that level, there are teams that could certainly step up and challenge at this level.
Oh, absolutely. Look, like in my opinion, like even Buncrana Hearts, Fannad, Letterkenny and Bonagie for certain, you know, will, I'm sure, be looking at it. I suppose the complicated part, we're out in Anishinaabe in terms of Van Harps and Letterkenny and Bonagie, there might be a bit of conflict for players and stuff. And again, it's not under the realms of possibility that they could meet there, you know, because the promotion relegation in the first division as well, then it'll be introduced, you know. So that'll be a debate for the FAI and for the areas and stuff like that as well. Like as I said, an Inishowen, we need some sort of representation in it, whether it's an Inishowen team goes into it, and maybe that's something that could be discussed, or it's Cahill that progressed to it. You know, I think for players and progression, and I think something has to happen down here.
And you mentioned, you know, 9 away games. If one of your away games was in Sligo and one was in Cavan and then maybe one in Letterkenny or Fannin, it's not so bad.
It's not at all. Like, as I said, any time this is introduced, you'll always get sceptics, you'll always get negative as well. But look, we have to look at players, we have to look at quality and games and stuff like that. So that's what it's about, and I can see why the FA are introducing it, and I agree totally. I don't think anybody, in terms of on the pitch, can say it's a bad idea. I think, obviously, the money side of things is hugely important. Like, we're a rural area, a rural club, and as I say, logistically, we're probably in the worst part of the country for travel, because every game's an away game. But at the same time, I think that can be overcome. I think that can be managed. You know, and if it can, then it's an absolutely brilliant idea. And look, me personally, I would love the challenge of our group to be at that level and see, really test ourselves to see where we can get to, you know.
And finally, having a season for all leagues that's based sort of February, March to November, for the likes of Cahill, I mean, it would give you some recovery period.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I've been an advocate of that since the League of Ireland went to the calendar season, and it's worked for them, and it's been successful. Compared to the North, you know, they're even talking about going that way. You know, I think the FA missed the boat 15 years ago and not moved every level of football to calendar. I know, again, there's negatives to it, but there's positive and negatives to everything. But I think when this is introduced and after 2 or 3 years, I think people will realise that it is the right thing to do, and it is the way forward, because facilities, pitches, training during the week, all that there. I know up here there's a lot of a overlap with GA and stuff, but I think that can be managed too if people can sit down and talk and work with players. I think at the minute that all them dual players has 2 pre-seasons, you know, which is difficult in their bodies as well, and then they have 2 end of seasons which overlap, so at least there can be 1 pre-season for players, and the seasons can work and the fixtures can be worked, you know, going forward. It won't be perfect, it won't be ideal, but in my opinion it will work in the long term.